This is Akashwani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Modi reached Lion City, Singapore this afternoon in the second leg of his two-nation tour after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. He was received by Singapore's Minister of Home Affairs and Law, K. Shanmugam. Mr. Modi is visiting the country at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. During the visit, the leaders will review the progress of the India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Earlier today, India and Brunei signed an MOU for cooperation in the operation of telemetry, tracking and telecommand station for satellite and launch vehicles. The two countries also decided to elevate the bilateral ties to enhanced partnership to further strengthen and deepen the relationship in all areas of mutual interest. It was decided after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sultan of Brunei Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah in Bandar Seri Begawan. In his remarks during the talks, the Prime Minister said Brunei being an important partner in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision is a guarantee of a bright future for both nations. Big investment has been announced by a leading Singapore group ahead of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit. The company will invest around 90,280 crore rupees in the next 4 years. In a social media post, the High Commissioner of Singapore in India, Simon Wong, said, Capita Land of Singapore, which is one of Asia's largest diversified real estate groups, has planned to more than double its funds under management in India. He expressed happiness that Singapore companies are doubling down on investments in India. A memorandum of settlement was signed among Centre, Tripura government and representatives of National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, and All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, in New Delhi today. Home Minister Amit Shah, Chief Minister of Tripura, Manik Saha, and senior officials of Home Ministry and the Tripura government were present on the occasion. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said, it is a matter of joy that NLFT and ATTF have given up weapons and joined the mainstream and expressed their commitment towards the development of Tripura. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated and dedicated to the nation the Vishwashanti Buddh Vihar at Udgir in Latur district of Maharashtra. The president also installed a statue of Gautam Buddha inside the Vihar and paid tribute to Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar by offering flowers at his statue. The event included a traditional Buddha worship ceremony. The newly inaugurated Buddha Vihar in Udgir is a replica of the Buddha Vihar in Kalburgi, Karnataka. It is situated on a 15-hectare site and features a meditation center that can accommodate 1,200 followers. In badminton, India's Satish Kumar Karunakaran and Shankar Subramaniam reached the men's singles quarterfinals of the Taipei Open Badminton Tournament. Karunakaran defeated Kantaphon Wangchuck-ryoen of Thailand 24-22, 23-21. In another match, Subramaniam defeated his Finnish opponent Joachim Oldorf 21-12, 19-21, 21-11. At the Paris Paralympics, India's shot put thrower Sachin Khilari clinched the silver medal in the men's shot put F46 final with a walloping throw of 16.32 meters and brought country's 21st medal in the mega para event. In shooting, Rudransh Khandelwal and Nihal Singh failed to qualify in the mixed 50 meters pistol SH1 event. Nihal finished 19th while Rudransh finished 22nd. In powerlifting, Paramjit Kumar will eye a podium finish in men's 49kg finals. In archery, Harvinder Singh will face Seng Lung Hui of Taipei in men's individual recurve open round of 32. And India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Gujarat today. The weather agency has also forecast heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Gujarat, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and East Rajasthan during the next 7 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.